Great question, this one. I really appreciate you asking it. And as you'll see, that the answer just lies very much in who's doing the paperwork. Because as part and parcel of the change of sponsorship application to get you from your old employer to the new employer, the Immigration Department will want to see a document from you or your past employer that sets out officially what the date of your last employment was. Now, in a typical redundancy situation, it's a unilateral termination, that is, the document that will be generated in the ordinary course of termination of the employment will come from the employer through to you, the employee, and it will be that date on that letter that the Immigration Department will look to separate the old sponsorship from the new sponsorship. So in a very practical sense, in the throes of administering your application, your new employer are going to have sight of that document because it's a necessary part of the process. It's not as though the employer absolutely needs to see it for the purposes of him or her doing the job that they need to do to get your new sponsorship arranged, but it will be amongst the application bundle, and so it's going to come to light at that time as to exactly what the root cause of the termination of your last employment was all about. So the way to address that, if that's your real concern, is to do your change of sponsorship application yourself, if that's at all possible. Many employers are happy to leave the visa element to a new employment to the individual incoming employee, and if you can get your hands on the application and drive it yourself rather than having them take care of it for you, then there's the answer to your problem. Alternatively, of course, you may wish to go into the negotiation with your current employer and say, well, I've already retained immigration counsel to assist me with any issues associated with the adjustment of my immigration sponsorship arrangements. So I would like to take that job of work off your hands and put it into the hands of the people that I'm prepared to pay to make sure that it gets done properly for me. Whereupon, obviously, the paperwork that you're concerned about will not be subject to scrutiny of your new employer, because effectively a professional firm will be taking care of it for you. But that's the lay of the land. It's all about the practicalities of proving the date of your last employment, and making sure that the employer doesn't get sight of the papers that you obviously don't want them to see for your own purposes. Okay, good luck with that, and I hope it helps.